Blog Talk Radio.
It's Lisa Rosalino again, bringing you another episode of the Musician Social Club's Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, I have a guy out of Roseville, Michigan, in the United States of America. His name is Tom Cornfield, but he likes to go by the name of the Garbage Man. And I have him on the line right now, and I want to introduce you to him. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing great. I spent the past couple days listening to your music and getting some good laughs and almost going to tears, and you've got some really good songs out there. I mean, I've just been listening to them, and if I could have played all of them, I would have, but I can't only do about six into the show. But anyway, tell me about you and how you got into music and what motivates you to do music and your ideas behind your music.
Well, my grandmother had me dancing in a bar when I was about 8 years old. That was my first type of entertainment. But I was I'm a ballad writer. I write story songs, you know. I went to college for a year and a half and got writing courses and all that kind of stuff. And then I got a draft notice, so I went into the Army for 12 years. And I played all over the Europe and wherever I was at, any place I could play. And I played with a lot of good musicians. And then I got out of the Army, and I was back in Detroit. Started going around Detroit area around 87. And the way I got the name Garbage Man FSS was from a really great entertainer, local Joe here. We were asking for a name, and he gave me the Garbage Man. And that's because I was into politics, and I was always talking trash, as he said. It was just a little joke, but I've been going by that name ever since.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of your songs. And I'm going to play the Garbage Man just so people can get a feel of your music and hear a little bit about what you're about. And here it is.
Cool.
Yo mama. Early in the morning when the sun come up, I'm hanging on the side of my garbage truck. We come by and take it all away. This bullshit goes on every day. We're the Garbage Man. Got a lot of friends with the Garbage Men till the daylight ends. Garbage Men, we do it every day. Picking up or stinking garbage away. Oh, Garbage Men. We're the Garbage Men. We're the Garbage Men. Well, we work most days and we get good pay, and we get to keep things fine along the way. And we got perks like no one has. But after a strike, well, it smells real bad. We're the Garbage Men. Got a lot of friends with the Garbage Men to the daylight ends. Garbage Men, take it all away. Oh, whoops. Sometimes my job really sucks. Ever try to clean a damn garbage truck? After some days, we pick some stuff up. It's enough to make a man right throw up. It's a Garbage Man. Got a lot of friends with a Garbage Man. The daylight is with a Garbage Man. Take it all away. Take it all, sticking garbage away with a Garbage Man. Now some of you might think I'm a fool, but all my kids go to real good school. Some might think I'm missing some gears. That's why they call me a sanitation engineer. I'm the Garbage Man. Got a lot of friends, I'm a garbage man, till the daylight ends. Garbage man, I do it every day. Taking all that stinking garbage away with the garbage man. With the garbage man. With the garbage man. Now to those who look down on us, we know you're the ones who make all the fuss. But if we just let it stand there and pile up around, well, you would never find a way to go downtown with the garbage man. A lot of friends with the garbage men till the daylight ends. Garbage men, we do it every day. Taking all the stinking garbage away with the garbage men. Got a lot of friends in the garbage men till the daylight ends. Garbage men, we do it every day. Taking all the stinking garbage away with the garbage men. With the garbage men. Garbage men.
Well, you're really not a garbage man, but
no. See, since my buddy Since my buddy Loco Joe gave me that name, I wrote a song about, you know, that a lot of people don't understand. Them people, you know, that's a hard job to do.
They get paid well, though. I've heard they get paid
very
well. Yeah,
that's why all your kids go to real good schools.
Yeah. Some of your songs, I mean, I've like listened to a lot of them, and you speak a lot of truth in your music, and we've been friends on Facebook for many years, and I know everybody's opinion means something, and you're a vet, and you're very proactive for rights of veterans and things like that. And your songs, I mean, the stories that I listen to, men that have gone to Vietnam, they normally don't even want to talk about Vietnam, you know, and I was impressed that you're actually singing about Vietnam. I'm very impressed with what you do, you know. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't be able to do what you do, you know. So what gave you the idea of mixing your political views and your music and your freedom of speech and your experiences into music? It was some thought came to your head, like, you know, screw it, I'm just going to tell everybody what I really think, you know, or something.
Well, that's probably the right thing, you know. And I know a lot. I was a Vietnam era veteran, but I know a lot of Vietnam vets, and I wrote a lot of these stories by listening to what their stories were. And no one was really putting them to words and stuff, and that's what I'm good at. So I put them into these, you know, ballad-type songs. There was one I really did for a good friend of mine. It was called Way City, and it's a true story. And, you know, it's some of these guys that you talk to, I've got a couple for even Desert Storm and for the Iraqi and Afghani veterans. But the thing is, the political portion of it, you know, you can go down the road, who's right, who's wrong, it doesn't matter. These men, including myself, help protect our country, and it should be known. And there's other ways of doing this. They got places you go tell stories to and stuff like that. I just put mine to music.
Well, you can find his music on Phandasm at Phandasm. I don't know if I said it wrong. FANDALISM.com/GMAN5678. And how many songs do you have out there?
Well, there's a few, there must be about 20 remakes because I was trying to improve the songs. But right now I think on Phandasm I got about 120 up there.
Right. And you make a lot of videos with your music, which I thought was really cool, because the one song that I wanted to play, the Sandy Hook shooting, Say a Prayer, would you?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was a very good song. The quality on Blog Talk Radio isn't that great sometimes, so I don't really want to, you know, bring the song down in any way. If you want to hear some really good music and videos, you can find him on YouTube also. I have his address on the show page.
That's the base for Phandasm. We have to have a link to YouTube. All these songs are on my YouTube page.
After a while, they'll let you change that, you know, where it says channel and then you got UCAS, so all this and that. They'll actually let you put a name there after so long. You should see if you could change it to shorten it up. You know what I mean? Because you've got so many letters and numbers and so on and so forth. You'd have to copy and paste that to get to, or just, you know, I try to find you on YouTube by putting in the Garbage Man, and then I try to put in your name, and you had different sites and so on and so forth. But you can find the videos on Vandalism. I mean, there's some really good videos and stories.
Yeah, the Phandasm, I don't mean to interrupt you, but the Phandasm is a site out of San Francisco. Okay, and you go to the Phandasm, not only find me, but you'll find artists from all over the world there. And so I've been there for a couple of years now.
I've been on that site for a long time.
Yeah, it's a
good site. Your songs, I mean, it's like if I could just kind of share all of them, you know, I would. I want to play, you know, I want to play another song just to get the conversation going here. Now, this is, you've got Hugh City, the Tet Offensive winner 2. Now,
yes.
I didn't see a number 1, so I don't know.
No, it was just a remake of the one, of the first one.
Oh, okay. I got
That's
you.
That's why two.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me play that for the people, and here it is.
Thank you.
It's for you, Tim. Kong thought they'd seal our fate, come out the jungle to the gates. We see. Yeah, we see. We went in 200 men, 99 were at the battle's end, and lost too many damn good friends. Boxes giving me some bread. I was in Lima 3-5 like all the rest, bleeding block to block, yeah. Way City, yeah, Way City. Holiday was a tent, we thought we might get some rest. That was a real good bet. But a singing of AK rounds, we went for cover, a few laid on the ground. Green traces flying overhead, ammo boxes giving me some bread. I was in Lima 3-5 like all the rest, bleeding block to block, yeah. Way City, yeah, Way City. Emotion. What is there to do when you're fighting door to door and you know it's them or you? When the tent was over, the Viet Cong were dead. But let me tell you something, man. So are a few good men. Way City, Way City. Well, they all called me Steve. I relied on them, they relied on me. So we all go home together. When I got back home, the crowd greeted me, something like the one I saw. Way City, yeah, Way City. Green tracers flying overhead, ammo boxes giving me some bread. I was in Lima 3-5 like all the rest, bleeding block to block, yeah. Way City, Way City, Way City, Way City, Way City, Vietnam, yeah, Way City, Way City, yeah. Thank you.
Well, that's some strumming. So, tell me about your instruments. What do you play on that?
Well, I used to play normally just 12 string, and about 2000, I went to a 6 string because my fingers weren't as strong anymore. But I play acoustical guitar, and that's what I'm best at doing. You know, I'm a rhythm guitar player. You know, I'm a ballad singer, dance man, whatever you want to call me. But that song you just played is about a Marine I knew that was in Way City, and it was Tim Sadowski, and he's a great hero in my mind, you know. But
you
know, I throw a little harmonica in here and there.
Do you play out at all?
Well, I haven't done it in a couple of years. In fact, I just opened up for some heavy metal bands at, what was it called, Diesel Lounge. You know, it was kind of a birthday party, but it came off pretty good. I guess I'm going to start coming out again. I've been practicing a lot to get my stuff back together. Yeah, I'm 63 years old. Not too many people want to hire me.
You're old. I'm old, too. It's just a number. Don't think that you're old. Just think you're young. You got a little granddaughter you got to run after. So, you know, you know what I mean? Age is just, it's nothing these days. You don't even have to worry about it. You have the talent of a 20-year-old. I mean, I'm listening to your songs. And not all your songs are serious or tearful. I mean, you have comical songs. I mean, there was one song I played that I just couldn't stop laughing during the whole song. I'm trying to tell you what number to call it. I was just cracking up. I played it like 3 or 4 times just to have a good laugh. But I'm going to play that later in the show probably.
You know how they say you got to have a little sense of humor, you know?
It was just so cool, and it's so truthful. You know, I like how your songs just kind of like, get right there, and, you know, this is how it is, and this is the truth, you know. So have you played with, like, any other musicians? What do you have set up as your recording studio? Do you just do everything on a...
I do this in my house. I do it all in my home.
Software program on your computer or something?
Oh yeah, I got a wall of speakers and gear. It's unreal. You know, I've collected over the years, and my son helps me out. We're the Carlington brothers on a separate situation. I played with guys like Loco Joe, Motor City Josh, just not really playing with them, but just jamming with them. And in fact, 2 years ago, they helped me bring out an album called Jackson Prison Blues, and that song's just a parody, you know, a joke song like Weird Al Yankovic to Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison, and the band was really good. Some good musicians on it. Got Todd Reed, Todd Crystal, drumming, and it was just a great album that we put together. And right now, it's up on CD Baby, just sitting there, you know.
Well, people can check it out. I didn't pull any of the tracks on that one. Like I said, I went through your songs, and I've been listening to you for the past couple days. And I kept hitting download, 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 because it seemed like every song I came across I liked and I wanted to play.
Thank you very much.
I added some songs that I probably won't have time playing, you know, just because it was like, wow, I really think people share this one. So, I mean, I'm honest on my show. You know, I mean, this isn't like, you know, national broadcasting on television or anything like this. This is just... You know, people who like to hear about music, hear new musicians, you know, you can hear it around the world. You know, it's no big deal, but there's so many good artists like you out there that really should be heard. And it's just kind of like, you know, it's amazing.
And this is
that,
a good
you
thing
know,
you're doing. This is a good
well,
thing
I
you're
like
doing, because I want to tell you. You know,
yeah,
Detroit hasn't had no music industry since Berry Gordy took Motown Records to California in 68. The rest of it is just... You do the best you can in Detroit. Even the big stars that come from Detroit always start out in L.A. Madonna started out in New York. I mean, you know, you had Kid Rock go to L.A., Eminem go to L.A., and there's just no music industry in Detroit, and there's so much talent in Detroit. It's kind of pathetic that it isn't picked up here more.
Yeah. Yeah, I always thought they should put more into it in Detroit. Because there's the names go on and on that, you know, the people that are out of Detroit. You know, I'm going to play, I think this is when I first met you online on Facebook. I think you came out with this song and, you know, Flight 93.
That's a good tune. They never, during 9/11 incidents, I'm not knocking 9/11, but they always seem to be backing off on that plane, you know. And I'll tell you what, those people gave their lives so that other people wouldn't die like they did in New York and in Washington.
I know. It was, like, really sad, and it burns me every time I think about it, that, you know, this country let that happen, but, you know, we can't change the past. But here's
no,
Blake
we can't.
93.
Where were you when the Twin Towers fell? Pentagon walls as well? Or in New York, Jersey, when passengers were boarding Flight 93? Outside of Ohio, when a plane changed its course, they're kind of serious. Well, they took the plane by force. And they herded the people to the back of the plane. They're in a committee murder in old Alice's name. Cause as the Twin Towers fell, the Pentagon walls as well. These men stopped the insanity. They raced to the cockpit, laid their lives down, knowing Tom Bassell, well, he talked to his wife, and he learned what had happened to three other flights. Well, talking to Mayhem, Jackie, and Peterson, too, well, they all knew they had to make some kind of move. Cause as the Twin Towers fell, the Pentagon walls as well, these men stopped the insanity. They raised to the cockpit, they let lie down, knowing
that ended quick. Sorry about that.
Well, that's okay.
So anyway, tell us anything you want to say. This is your time to talk about what you'd like to talk about or what you'd like to get out there, or, you know, if there's any special organization that you want to bring attention to.
Well, you know, it's going to be a good situation if President-elect Trump keeps his promise, what he said he's going to do for veterans, because I want to tell you something. The VA under some of these people, man, have trashed us. They do everything they can to deny. And after all, I don't hate to say this. I'm going to say this. We're the ones that kept this country free, and we still got people out there dying in Afghanistan and in Iraq that are keeping this country free. And I just hope that this comes about. Because I am a disabled veteran, but that ain't the point. There are so many people right now, especially they 23 committing suicide a day because they don't get help. I mean, this is a really pathetic way of treating our veterans and our soldiers in the field. As like I said, I'm just a basic ballad writer, you know, songwriter, and I'll tell you, when I get an idea in my head, I go do some research, you know, so that way I get the words I need to complete the songs that I write correctly. And it's just a sad shame. I have seen Wounded Warriors Project, which is a big organization that's helping a lot of veterans from Afghani and Iraqi war. And they had a little problem, and I guess they've corrected that. You know, partying on the money wasn't cool, but now they've restructured it and it's back to what it's supposed to be doing, helping disabled veterans. Otherwise, I'm just hanging around.
Well, you're a minister too, aren't you?
Yes, I am, from the Universal Life Church out of Seattle. It's the one that you can go on the internet and you can become an ordained minister. I've been an ordained minister now from them for about 4 years. I'm more like a street minister, you know. I talk to people the way I feel, sort of like, you know, John the Baptist style, you know. Sometimes it gets me in trouble. But, hey, if you believe in the Lord, that's all that counts. Speak the Lord, you know.
Well, speaking of that and the politics and the election and the way they treat veterans, I'm going to play Angry Man. This song is a song that I just thought it was funny. And you're really not trying to insult anybody. I hear what you're saying. It's just that diversity of ideas and, you know, the trouble that it's causing everybody, you know, in the false accusations of this word, you know, homophobe, you know. So,
now, wait a minute now. Let's get something straight here, please. I know you know what I've talked to you about it. This is about the word, not about gay communities. It's how gay communities use this word to intimidate and hurt other people, and they're making complaints saying that's being done to them. That's why I wrote the song, the homophobe song. It has to do with, if you're a homophobe, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that, and that's why I wrote the song.
Okay. That's what that's how I understood it. Here it is.
Yep. Well, good morning, Anger Man. You seem rather screaming and yelling lately in the living room. What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. All these people that are screaming about religious programs in certain states, and it's going to be against gay people. They will discriminate against gay people, I should say. Well, the First Amendment says freedom of religion and religious practices. They don't care, because the good Lord Almighty is going to take care of all of them when they pass on, and anyone that's close to them. Me, personally, my religious beliefs and my religious practices are guaranteed by the First Amendment, not by some gay LGBTN or whatever they call themselves. And I want to tell you something. They use that word homophobe, and they use it to destroy people. And the government and the courts allow them to get away with it. Why does that happen? Well, I'll tell you what. Homophobe was a name made up by some stupid psychologist. Psychologist is a social worker. You think the United States government should go by that? In the next census, they should have a box. Are you heterosexual or are you bisexual? Then we can find out how many real gay people there are in America. And since there's 310 million of us, I would like to know that percentage. Me, personally, I don't care. Let them do what they want. Let them spread the diseases. Let them do what they want. I don't care. But my religious beliefs say they're wrong. As far as I'm concerned, they're wrong. They will always be wrong. And it never will change. And this little ditty that you're going to hear after that is my political point of view against the word homophobic, because it's used to manipulate and threaten people, and that should be illegal. Listen to this.
Doctor's resignation was held the following day, until Friday, and that is when it all became public.
Look, there's one of them. Oh my God, he's coming after me! EBIO! Gay cowboy, gay riding out one foggy windy day. Hope to find an old cowboy to jump into the hay. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed fags he saw riding through the flowers. And he heard their girly call. Yippee-yi-ho! Chains of leather and high heels made of steel. They told him they could join them and party in the field. Well, the nine kills were cracking, and he thought it was so dear. With the mark of S&M, was branded on her rear. Yippee-yi-ho! Yippee-yi-ho! Yippee-yi-yay! Gay cowboys, will you know? Those baggers come from Frisco, Frisco, they all want to know. They all got down in the fields and the party had begun. Most around their faces and getting in the buns.
Ow!
But the paddy wagon chap, hey, put him on the road. But he hid behind some bushes, so he did not get caught. Yippee-yi-ho! Yippee-yi-yay! Gay cowboys, well, you know, those maggots come from Frisco. Frisco! The old little Frisco! Run, Sir Leroy! There's one after you!
Oh. You're turning simple tap water into something extraordinary. Jeez,
well, that's a catchy little tune.
Well, you know, there's a lot of politics in that, you know. And I tell you what, most people, like I said, I don't care. Live your life. But don't condemn other people because they don't like what you got to say. You know?
Right. Well,
and that's why that's why the whole song is kind of comical, you know? I wasn't really trying to insult anybody. But the point of fact is this. I got a right to my freedom of speech just as much as anybody else does in this country.
I love the song. I think it's funny. I just think it's hilarious. And you're just like so blunt. Frisco.
You should hear me and Loco Joe do that.
Oh God. Anyway, all righty. Well, we've only got like 26. The time goes fast on the show. But
yeah.
I know you don't tour. You've got a family. You write your own music. You've got a new little LP coming out. It's on CD Baby that people can find. And now my question is, because I was having a problem sometimes trying to find you. Is the easiest way, because I know when I put in the garbage man in the search engines, it really didn't come up with you right away. I mean, it was just, I got all kinds of things about garbage man and stuff like that. Putting in your name, is that the best way to Google you if they wanted to find, you know, your music and
well,
that?
You see, the FSS is on the garbage man because I went on the internet. There's a lot of entertainers in America that go by the garbage man, and I was worried about copywriting, you know, purposes. So I added the FSS because no one else has got that. And that's FSS stands for glass half empty, half full, you know. If you type in the garbage man FSS, it'll come up.
Right. That's what I had to do. So
yeah.
I just kind of wanted to get that out there. So, is there any other projects you're planning on doing in the future?
Well, I'm working on some new tunes. I got about 11 of them now. I haven't been in the studio in a while because it costs a lot of money. You know, it's really great in Detroit. You know, they've got a lot of great studios. I gave a good one, the Sound Shop Studio. It's run by Josh Ford, who's known as Motor City Josh. He gives good rates in his studio. And it's just difficult, you know, because I live on a pension. So I got to save up so I can go record again. I've been doing that for a couple of years now, saving up. But there's a lot of, I'm working on it. Let's put it that way. I am giving none of it up.
Yeah. Well, I have a, I have a little software that I play with. It's from Mixcraft, you know, where you can actually just kind of put your instrument into this box, and the USB is connected to the computer, which powers it, and I can record. You know, I can you know what I mean? I can.
A really good program for people starting out is called Audio City. It's free, and it's a good little studio type of. You know, if you get into the big studios, they use stuff that costs a lot of cash, you know, pro this and pro that. But Audio City on the internet is free for anybody who wants to go up and download it to make up their own little tunes. And I use that mainly because it's easy to use.
Okay, so you do use an online source.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of older musicians, excuse me, they don't like computer software, and I've noticed that attitude has started to change a lot with musicians that are, you know, seasoned. You know, they're finding that it's a lot easier to record or write and things like that. What do you think?
Oh yeah, it is. It's I've been involved with computers since I was in the Army, so I don't shy away from computers. You know. But the thing about it is there are some good software that don't cost you an arm and a leg out there, you know, and that's the problem. You got, like I said, if you want to pass it on to anybody, Audio City is the one to go to. It's free.
Okay.
And it's a good little software program.
Well, I'm planning to do an upgrade on my Mixcraft. I really like my Mixcraft, my Focusrite.
Yeah, that tune you sent me, the tune you sent me from Mixcraft was excellent.
Yeah, that was just me playing. I mean, I have no idea. And I got into it, and I found out that I can actually print out the chords, the sheet music, and everything right from the site. It's like, really? So
that's,
maybe I can learn how to play and so on and so forth. Well, I'm going to play another song. I know you're a real American man here, and the last election kicked a lot of our butts. I mean, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. But hopefully the best person for the job won. But I'm going to play your Mr. Trump versus Hillary TV politics.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm just glad the election's over. I mean, I've watched Trump for years. You
over,
know, that was
over 500
insane.
Days we went through this.
It was just so stressful, and when he got elected, I just felt so at ease. So here it is.
How y'all doing? I'm the garbage man, FSS. I want to tell you something. I was born and raised a middle Democrat type of person, ideas. But the far left has pushed this politically correctness so far, telling us how to eat, how to live, how we should talk, and what we can say and what we can't say. They pushed me right into the independent zone. And now I vote for either Democrat, Republican, or independent. It's going to do the job they say they're going to do. And if they don't, next time around, I take my one vote that counts and vote some other way. As for Queen Hillary, or failed CEO Carla, who think that the American women are going to vote for them just because they're women. Well, let me tell you something, ladies. American women are smart. They're well-educated. They take care of the homes and get their children through school and in their own lives. Most single-family homes are run by women. Women worry about the price of milk and bread and gasoline. Are their kids going to get good education instead of garbage education from the government they get now? I tell you. Women have stood with men in every war, in every conflict, and they have died in those wars for America. They have men die for them in America, and I'll tell you what, I'm a veteran, and the only guy out there talking about helping veterans is Donald Trump. You got senators and governors. What have they really done for veterans except for throw it down the road? Well, I'm a veteran, and I run out of road. So, I look at it this way.
Mm-hmm. I dialed the radio just the other day. The guy running for president, and I heard JJ say, this guy is the only chance to make us great again. He's got my vote, yeah, and I'm a veteran. Oh, Mr. Trump, he's gonna make us great again. It's not that we're not, but we lost all our friends. Oh, Mr. Trump, gonna make us proud again. Yeah, I tell you from my heart, and I'm a veteran. It's easy to spew facts when there's no intent of ever doing what she says. Oh, Bill, we must forget. What difference does it make? That came from her lips. Yeah, she's no commander, as her menial spews the facts. Oh, Mr. Trump, it will make us great again. It's not that we're not, we lost all our friends. Oh, Mr. Trump, gonna make us all proud again. I tell you from my heart, as a veteran. In 1917, a Moscow event, man was screaming, tear it down, and he would rebuild it. My grandpa was listening, had to run for his life. Bernie sounds just like him, with tongue like a knife. Oh, Mr. Trump, we'll make us great again. It's not that we're not, we lost all our friends. Oh, Mr. Trump, gonna make us all proud again. I tell you from my heart, as an American. Oh, Bill's gonna have a smile as he takes the oath. It's just a half mile. Well, the Oval Office will shine as he walks in. He'll speed down Monica. It's party time again. Oh, Mr. Trump, yeah, gonna make it great again. It was not that we're not, but we lost all our friends. Oh, Mr. Trump, gonna make us all proud again. I tell you from my heart, as a veteran. That's right, I'm a vet, vote for Mr. Trump. And all you other vets should too, because he's the only one out there talking about taking care of us. God bless you.
Misery, yeah. share my misery. It's something to see.
Now, that was some good guitar playing on Misery.
That song Misery is on my album of Jackson Prison Blues.
Okay.
That was done with a full band.
Who's the people in the band?
Well, it was a made-up band. We call it the Sound Shop Band, Josh Ford Studio. It was Josh Ford playing. We had Todd Reed playing. We had Todd Crystal drumming. Local Joe was in on that, and then me, and it's a really good album, you know what I mean? I think it is, anyway.
I liked
Jackson
it.
Prison Blues.
I didn't realize the two songs were connected. I thought it was kind of like part of the song, because of Misery, you know, if Hillary got... No, I'm just kidding.
That's the reason why I put that on the end of that. I added the two songs together.
That's what I kind of thought. I'm like, well, Misery. Well, if Hillary gets elected, you know, Bill's going to
be Misery,
he'll
Misery.
Be partying again. But anyway, we have like 10 minutes left of the show, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate you bringing me on. You know,
this is great.
I have been listening to your music off and on over the years. When you put something out, I do listen. You know,
that's cool.
But it's kind of funny how people come my way for the show, you know, just like there they are. Okay, I say that God's like my silent partner in this, you know, because it's like it's all about timing and when they come into my life. And it's like, okay, here you go. Let me help you out a little bit, you know, put out a show for you. There's some people in the wings that, you know, they're working on their new LPs and, you know, they're trying to put things together and stuff like that. And I'm hoping to have them on the show. Like I said, there's just so many talented people around. You know, I wish everybody could be heard, and, you know, we could all be rich and famous somehow or another, but things don't work out that way. Did you ever consider being rich and famous, or was that one of your ideas in life? Or
no, this is my hobby.
Is it just a hobby?
I just like entertaining. You know, I haven't done it in a while. Like I said, I'm starting to come back, but I just, my hobby. I enjoy doing what I do with my music and stuff, you know, and getting reactions from other people. And some of them, especially that homophobe song, I got some bad reactions from people in bars about that, but I just try to explain to them it's not about gays, it's about the word. You know?
The word,
and
I know, but
I hate that word.
It's so sensitive these days. That's what the problem is, and people don't realize how this sensitivity is going to cause a lot of problems. And I my true beliefs, they're putting this country in danger, you know, from foreign people that, you know, are looking at us like they're a bunch of wimps. You know, we can just do whatever we want to, we can say whatever we want to, we can walk on them like they're dogs, you know, kill them in wars like they're animals, you know what I mean? And this is what's happening, and people have to stop, they have to break away from this oversensitivity. I was a Frank Zappa, I am a Frank Zappa fan for years.
So
I mean,
am I.
he made jokes about everybody, but nobody got offended. You know, I mean, even the great comedians, they're like going, we can't say anything anymore because everybody gets offended, and it's not... It's stupid, you know. I mean,
well,
it just,
you know,
they're just
the politically
words,
correct
people.
I didn't even interrupt you. I'm sorry, but the politically correct people started with the Clintons when he was president, and that's just a way of stomping on people's freedom of speech because there's no such thing as politically correct. You know, I'll tell you what. A real quick thing. One of our forefathers, Patrick Henry, said, give me liberty or give me death. But he also said, I may not agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death for you to say it.
Yeah, I really like freedom of speech. And I don't like feeling afraid when I, you know, I just show my opinion. You know, I mean, I have to, we have to listen to their opinion. Why can't they listen to ours? You know, that it's just gotten to the point where, you know, people have this idea that their opinion is more important than other people's opinion, and that's just not the way it is. That's why this country's divided. You know, they're saying we got to bring this country back together. Well, stop fighting over colors and sexuality, and, you know, stop trying to prove that you're this or you're that, or, you know, accept me for my differences, and, you know, I mean, just be yourselves, you know, and let's just all just get along with a smile on our face. You know, that's what I would like to see, but, you know, I'm in dreamland.
Me too. I say, who would do that? I say, who would do that? Who would do that? Because they're absolutely correct what you just said.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't change the world, you know, or change people's ideas. Just these are my opinions, you know. Take them or leave them. But anyway, the sound quality on this song, I mean, the Sandy Hook shootings and all the violence that's been going on in this country, and you made a video that was really good. You should see the video over just listening to this song. He's got, you know, the anonymous mask on. He's with a bunch of teddy bears, and it's quite a sight. But I'm going to play that since we got a little bit of time here. So here it is. This is Sandy Hook shooting. Say a prayer, would you?
Thank you. Thank you.
I cut the song short because we're running out of time. But I just wanted them to hear part of it. You know, I love the song. Huh?
The 15th of December, I think, what, 5-6 years now?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to end the show on a happy note. I'm going to play the goodbye song. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for letting me be on your show.
And keep in touch. And here we go, the goodbye song.
Hey. Lord bless your day.
You too.
This last little ditty here really isn't a song. But I'm the garbage man, and I want to just say thank you for listening to my song. Even if you didn't like it, or if you did one or two, don't matter. And I got to say one thing for you, to you. Excuse me.
Praise the Lord!
Well, have a good day and goodbye.
See you down the road.
Bye-bye. Have a good day and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day and goodbye.
See ya.
Thanks for liking my song.
See you later, Father Mambo.
You may only like one or two. That's okay for me. I don't really care for them all, but that's just me. Have a good day and goodbye.
Bye.
Have a good day and goodbye. Have a good day and goodbye. Thanks for liking my song.
Oh,
maybe I've got it. You do.
Have the name of the Lord.
Don't be absurd if you didn't like none of them.
Who am I hurting?